Buhaysa radiallahu anha has related that when her father asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the thing not to be refused if asked for by someone? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, water. Her father then asked the same question again, to which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, salt. When her father repeated the question once again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, whatever good you can do to someone is better for you. Note, if the water is meant to be taken from the well and salt from a mine, then according to Sharia, no one has the right to stop anyone who is in need, even when both the water and the salt are owned by someone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admonished never to refuse such simple things to a needy person, as these do not cost the owner much, but the receiver's urgent need is met. As these ordinary things are commonly available in homes, their urgent need and scarcity is not felt. A small quantity of salt given to someone for his curry will make his food tasty without much loss to you. Similar is the case in respect of giving water to someone. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is improper to refuse three things to anyone, salt, water, and a bit of live fire. She then said that the need for giving water was understood, but the case of salt and fire was not clear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Humaira, when someone gives a bit of fire to a person in need, it is as if all the things cooked on the fire were given as sadaqah to the needy. And for the one who gives a bit of salt, all things that become tasty by its use will count as sadaqah. So the gain to the giver is enormous. In the main hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned two things as examples, and then he has stated a principle. To do good as much as you can to someone is good for you. As has been well said, do good and good will be done to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the perfect inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.